So let's just relax and breathe. Relax and breathe and remember what we know, that Abraham teaches that we are the leading edge of non-physical thought. We are that infinite, eternal nature that expresses in the physical, and our desire helps the universe to expand. As we have contrasting experiences, we ask for something new, and our preferences matter. What we want expands the universe, and our inner beings ride the rocket of desire and experience that wonderful new preference right in the moment of the birth of the desire. Our physical presence takes a while to catch up sometimes because our vibration isn't necessarily, as a matter of fact, is probably unlikely in the same place as the new desire, which is a higher frequency than where we normally reside. And so the latest Abraham teaching is about grid work, creating a feeling place, an experience of upliftment that aligns us with the energy of our desires. And as we vibrate that higher good feeling place, a grid is created. We don't even have to do it. The universe does it for us. Creates a wonderful grid of good feeling things, and our grid fills in with a sort of life that feels like we're already feeling. And it seems backwards sometimes that we have to feel it first and then experience it, but that's the way law of attraction works. So we have this wonderful opportunity to generate some feelings, to generate the feeling of ease. So we just breathe and let go and allow ourselves to be present in this moment, to relax into our chairs, to delight in the good feeling of having nowhere to go and nothing to do, but simply to be here now, to let go of the getting to this moment and just be present in this moment. And breathe and be grateful for the breath. Each next breath is such a gift. It brings so much of what we need to survive simply in the act of breathing, which is mostly unconscious. So just tapping into our appreciation for the fact that we're breathing, that the gaseous mixture of our air provides the oxygen that we need, and our exhales provide the carbon dioxide that makes the trees and the plants grow. Oh, we have such a lovely symbiotic relationship with our green friends. Our breathing in and breathing out allows them to breathe in and breathe out the exact opposite of what we have. Isn't the universe a miracle? Appreciating the cycle of life between animals and plants that enhance the well-being of both simply in the act of breathing. Appreciating the inspiration, the respiration, the breath. Relaxing more and more deeply into our sense of well-being. Abraham says the universe is a conspiracy of well-being, and good comes to us in every moment. Abraham always said that Jerry's affirmation was, "Everything always works out for me. Everything always works out for me." And in the long run, that's so true for each of us. So many times we come into alignment in our physical life and good just floods into us. Things that we've wanted for a long time simply show up, popping out of our vortex into our laps and our lives, delighting us with sparkles and colors and toys and fun and loving relationships and peaceful natures and fun adventures and new discoveries. So many wonderful things to surprise and delight us around every corner. Coming into alignment puts us in that place of receiving, opening our hearts and our arms and our lives to receive the well-being that's already queued up for us. Our inner being's taken care of all of that already and allows us in every moment we come into alignment to receive that benefit of the orchestration already done by non-physical. Non-physical is the true Santa Claus. We are experiencing that beneficent universe. Grace is the incomprehensible friendliness of the universe. That's a line from one of my books. We know that that divine energy is always giving us more than we can possibly imagine. Because as Abraham says, that beauty, that power, that wonder is ever orchestrated in our vortex by our inner beings. Everything we've ever appreciated, been grateful for, desired, or loved, everything we've ever clapped for and hurrahed about and celebrated has already found an exquisite place in our vortex that's endlessly changing with our choices and our new frequencies of vibrations. Tuning into that beautiful alignment, simply focusing on what we love, what we appreciate. So let's take a moment here to tune ourselves to love, to flow with appreciation, and think about people in our lives that we connect with, friends and family members, even animals. Some people connect with plants. Loving the beings on the planet that uplift and support and inspire us. Seeing faces, smiling at those we appreciate so deeply. Feeling the love that is the truth of our being. And simply being love here, radiating love to all of those lovable ones who are easy to love. Abraham once said they're usually under 5 years old. But some of the older ones are lovable too. And we're all lovable when we're aligned and connected. Abraham has said we are in vibrational harmony with 100% of the people on the planet in their connection when we're connected. So we seek alignment first, and we trust that everything else follows. So just breathe and relax again, consciously aware that all is well in this moment. Feeling the energy of love and appreciation flooding this room right now. Filling our hearts with light, being light. Abraham recently said, "Don't seek to shine your light into the world, because then you'll be looking for dark places. Simply be the light, and you brighten everywhere you go." We are the light. So just breathing into the light that we are, acknowledging that we are light, and light we shall remain. We have chosen to come into form. We have chosen this form. Those are lines from a book called I Remember Union by Flo Avila Magdalena. We are light, and light we shall remain. We have chosen to come into form. We have chosen this form. So let's take a moment and appreciate this form, this body, this personality, this experience of life that we've inhabited in this lifetime. Appreciating the physical nature of our bodies, the miracle of trillions of cells and millions of chemical reactions that flow easily and comfortably and effortlessly and unconsciously through our days as our hearts beat and our lungs breathe and our magnificent chemical factories balance and rebalance and rebalance and rebalance and rebalance and rebalance and rebalance every breath, every moment, every movement we make, every stretch, every experience, our bodies adjust, adapt, and simply be in the moment, be in the grace. Our bodies adapt to everything we eat, to all of the activities we participate in, to the stretching of our bodies, to the strengthening of our muscles as we walk, as we dance, as we skip, as we run, as we sleep, as we rest, as we relax. Our bodies come into a dynamic alignment in every single moment, appreciating this magnificent physical form that we have chosen, this particular one, with these particular beautiful eyes and this particular wonderful smile and this particular sparkling personality, appreciating who we truly are and appreciating who we seem to be from our local perspective. Local, mingled intimately and infinitely with the non-local, the physical participating with the infinite non-physical all the time, ever connected and experiencing that connection to the degree we are aligned, appreciating what it feels like in this moment to be aligned. As we tune to love, we come into alignment and we participate with the infinite, knowing, loving, peaceful, harmonious, energetic, infinite nature of who we truly are. In that grace, we allow ourselves to simply be, to relax into the knowing that all is well, to know that we are blessed in the alignment, to feel that alignment and the grid it creates for us as that infinite, eternal nature of who we are that truly knows, that is completely clear and creative and powerful, flows dynamically through our physical bodies, through our mental experience, through our brains, through our hearts, through our love, and flows out into the world as light and laughter and brightness and joy, intelligence, creativity, harmony, and peace. We just relax and breathe and realize this infinite eternal nature desires the experience of flowing through us as much as we desire to allow the wholeness, the fullness, the clarity of ourselves to show up on the planet, to play, to adventure, to discover, to feel the freedom of simply being light, being love, being beauty, sparkling. We are sparkles. My friend Margie says, life is in the details, and there's something in every scene that sparkles. And when we are in alignment, it's us. We sparkle, our eyes sparkle, our minds sparkle, our hearts sparkle, our lives sparkle. Seeing the light, the glow, the energy of life itself flowing through us and all around us, we encounter that life in everything we meet. The beauty and the harmony and the peace become our physical experience after it becomes our emotional experience, as the grid fills in with wonderful relationships, with fun folks, with amazing experiences, with beautiful music, with exquisite sunsets and sunrises and scenery and vistas, with flowers and trees and wild animals and domestic animals and fun, 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 because life is not only supposed to be fun, life is fun. Life is fun, and laughter is natural. As Abraham said recently, we're just a few laughs away from letting in a whole lot of good stuff. We're just a few kisses away from letting in a whole lot of good stuff. We're just a little relief away from letting in a whole lot of good stuff. So we celebrate that in this moment, as we relax, we invite that relief. We invite that laughter. We even invite those kisses from people we've already identified or people we haven't even met yet. The good kind, the kind that you savor, the kind that bring bliss. Feeling belly laughs that take us over the top into joy and wonder. This is such a good life we're experiencing. And as we relax, we experience more and more of the good. Simply feeling the blessing of being light, of being laughter, of being love, centered in fullness and wholeness and joy, relaxing into the experience of who we truly are. Nothing to do, simply something to remember. That we are the leading edge of thought. That contrast is natural. That there's always something more. But what is right now is so good. Finding the positive aspects of right now. Simply honoring the breath. Remembering to be conscious as we breathe. And grateful for the conspiracy of good that ever surrounds us. We allow in the many, many gifts of Source, of Spirit, of love, of life, of health, of wholeness, of harmony, of creativity, of the ahas of the mind and ahs of the heart. This is a hallmark channel universe when we're in alignment. All of the stories have happy endings. The energy of love greets us around every corner. And there's always something leading the way. Our inner being giving us the impulse to come here, come this way, come this way, come this way. Receiving the good, acknowledging the good, acknowledging that we did that by doing the grid work, by simply tuning to love and feeling the light and knowing the truth that we are grace in action. We are light in form. We are love on the planet. And what we do with the love in our hearts makes such a difference. So we simply choose love. We choose to align. We feel the power in that choice. And we know our freedom and our power in this moment. It is so good to feel powerful, to feel free, and to laugh in the knowing that all is truly well. Or as Santa says, ho, 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 he, 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 ha, ha, ha. We are blessed and we know it, and so it is.